This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Okay, welcome back to the second hour of Survival and Beyond, and I'm your host, Ed Corcoran, here, and we're broadcasting on the Republic Broadcasting Network, as well as Natural News Radio and the Prepper Podcast Radio Network. And I just want to remind folks, if you haven't done so yet, check out survivalandbeyond.net, and you'll also get to see the cool new header that was designed by Cat Graphics, Cat Stewart. If you want to have any graphics works, work done at all, you can contact her, through the website at cat, that's with a K, catgraphics.com, or iCat, again with a K, at catgraphics.com. And we're live, and we've got some callers on the line, so, we're gonna start with Mike from Kentucky. How you doing, Mike?
Well, hey, you know, you just scratched the surface on that, potential for censorship with Facebook.
Oh,
Fed Jack back last year after they started the promote thing, he confirmed and like reinforced what I've been saying about it, where you actually have to pay. I think he at the time had 15,000 people that had actually went and liked the page that he had put up, and Facebook wanted $75 to promote any of the posts that he put on there. Otherwise, you've got a, and mine at the time, they were asking $7 on my profile.
Yeah, that's
for 1500.
That's what it's turning into. Because, you know, Facebook can't really monetize unless they start duping people into promoting their posts. And what they do is they, and this is the thing I forgot to mention, is they squelch the number of people that
right.
your posts go out to.
9%. About 9 to 11%, maybe. And they were giving you numbers or results, you know. Now they don't give you a report on how many you've reached. So they don't
right.
They were, and I took screenshots of that. I have a note up that predates all this, though, that I had some people alerting me to the active suppression that was going on. They were actually removing the add friend or send message box from my profile, and then the guy sent me a screenshot of that, and I took that screenshot and put it into a group that I have. It's a
right.
public group called TV 10 Newslines.
Mm-hmm.
He was a member there, and it's the only way he could communicate with me on Facebook was through his through the posts on there. And I posted that picture that he sent me on that group, and it's and then he had to send me another screenshot because he tried to like that picture. And it said you're forbidden to do that. So there's active suppressions of likes. There's
yes.
suppressing you in the search results in the engine because I had converted my page to facebook.com/TV10Moorhead or my profile so it would have a specific address. Doesn't show up in the search results.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what they're trying. Sometimes, you know, they just outright delete your posts if there's something that they have any objection to. I've had that happen on numerous occasions. I go back to my, either my personal Facebook page or the Survival and Beyond Facebook page, and I was like, what happened to this post? It's gone.
It's gone. And yeah, I've got a cartoon missing right now that showed a picture of a local college campus with one of those guns prohibited signs, totally gone from my profile. I can't find it anywhere. It's just one, and it makes you wonder how many other stuff have they deleted.
You know, another thing that I find is interesting, too, one time I get a lot of friend requests on my personal page, and when I'm, you know, clicking through and confirming the friend requests, I get this window that opens up and says, slow down. We think you're using this feature in a way that it's not intended.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just confirming friend. I'm not even searching for,
right.
You know, I'm not, like, making friend requests. I'm just confirming the friend requests that come to me. And I'm like, slow down. You know, it's like, what do you expect me to do? They try to throttle you in every way possible. They try to throttle your exposure through how many friend requests that you can confirm.
The other thing that started coming up here a few months back was that when you try to send somebody a message, it goes into their other box. But one thing that I've noticed is all these robo-spammers that show up with fake profile pictures, and all they've got is fake Nike shoes and fake Oakley sunglasses. You can always message them. You can message
them. Or the guy with the bare torso who took his picture in the mirror.
Yeah.
I love that one.
I'd say over a third of the group requests that I get are foreigner fake robo spammers for people wanting to join my group from halfway around the world. And it's a bunch of probably, who knows, it's, you know, counterfeit whatever, counterfeit sunglasses, counterfeit shoes.
Well, you know, I do know what that is about, because there's a lot of, there's a lot of folks out there. You can go on Fiverr where you can, like, pay somebody $5 and they promise to get you, like, 120,000 likes on your Facebook page, and they just send you a bunch of phony applications.
Fake profiles.
Yeah, are fake profiles and fake friends and
yeah,
and
well,
whatnot.
That's not beyond Barack Obama or any other major political candidate. They've got caught doing that.
And, oh, sure.
There's several things that Facebook's done. It's got caught with their pants down, like dead people liking stuff after they've died. I mean, it's just stupid. It's just ridiculous. And people get on there, real people do, that I've run into. And they get, like, I don't know, it's like they go into some alternate personality when they get on there. They become like this, I don't even know what they turn into Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde sort of thing, you know, when they get on there.
You're talking about trolls.
Well, not just trolls. I'm just talking about the average person that tries to, you know, get on there and be, well, on the CB radio, they used to be called CB Rambos. You know, they'd get on there, yeah, buddy, they try to, like, pick a fight with you.
Bravery of anonymity. Yeah.
Right, yeah. And the thing is, they're not anonymous. There's a bunch of people that go on there, and they list all of their family tree and how they're related, and of course, they're posting pictures from their smartphone, which has all the metadata for the location of where these pictures were taken, where them and their children are going to the soccer practice or whatever, and they're spilling their beans on everything they do.
Well, here's a thing, Mike. I look at Facebook and social media as a necessary evil. I mean, I'm sure that what you're doing on Facebook is you're trying to wake people up. And I'm doing the same thing myself.
Yeah.
And so, you know, do I abandon that kind of media and abandon the prospect of reaching thousands and thousands of people, just because, Facebook is, I think it's a CIA data mining operation.
Sure.
We all know that. And we try to warn
people about it, and they get full of vinegar. I mean, it's so funny. We're like, well, we're not. We don't have, you know, we're not paranoid like you. Like, it's not paranoid when you can prove it.
Well, yeah, there's the dummies out there, and I have no idea why people put any kind. I put as very little personal information on the social media as possible. I have no location. I don't tell, you know, where I went to high school or, you know, what my favorite color is or, you know, anything like that. I very just the bare minimum, and I keep getting hounded by Facebook to, to finish my profile.
Well, you could put up obvious spoofs like my high school is Bunch Were High and I wasn't invited, which is true.
Right.
You get out of high school, you find out, gee, all these people were heads and drunks, and you're like, well, yeah, man, we came to class drunk all the time. I'm like, well, okay, that explains
right.
where you're at. See ya.
All right, Mike. Yeah, thanks for calling in, Mike. We've got to take a break now.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Being prepared for an emergency or natural disaster shouldn't be done after the event has occurred.
Be prepared with the Outback Gravity Powered Water Purification System from ESP Water Products.
Last time, we found it was impossible to find safe water to drink. And with the power out, it was almost impossible to boil water. It was awful.
And frustrating. I went out to fight the crowds at the store for bottled water, only to find the shelves were empty already.
That's why we ordered our Outback Water Purification System from ESP Water Products. Check it out online at ESPWaterProducts.com and click on Portable Camping and Emergency Water Systems.
The Outback removes bacteria, viruses, and other contaminants from just about any water source.
They're portable, too, so if we have to evacuate our home, it comes with us.
The Outback has been used by some of the largest relief organizations throughout the world, and it's made in the USA. That's important to me.
So do what we did. Be prepared for the unexpected and go to ESPWaterProducts.com and order your Outback today.
1-888-717-2740.
Folks like us think we're prepared for the unexpected.
And if something devastating happened in our country, do you really all think that canned and dried food would be enough?
You need an endless food supply.
You need endless food systems.
Using aquaponics, the latest way to provide an endless amount of food.
Simply, aquaponics is an ecosystem with fish that uses 90% less water than soil-based gardening to cultivate fruits and vegetables.
Endless food systems come pre-assembled and complete. No drilling or cutting. Put it together in just minutes, then add water and fish.
And it's the healthy way to eat with no pesticides.
And you don't have to rely on stores or eat GMO-based foods.
And with endless food systems, you can even eat the fish, feed a family of four, and never run out of food.
Plants like lettuce can be ready in 35 days.
Go to endlessfoodsystems.com.
That's endlessfoodsystems.com to learn more about aquaponics.
Order today and be on your way
to food independence tomorrow.
Okay, we're back here at Survival and Beyond on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're also rebroadcasting on Natural News Radio and the Prepper Podcast Radio Network. And speaking of the social media and Facebook and all that, I just want to remind you folks, if you haven't yet checked out awarenessact.com. I highly recommend you do. That is a social media for those of us who are like-minded, we're awake, we know what's going on, and you don't have to worry about data mining or any of the privacy issues that you need to think about and be concerned about on Facebook and Twitter and all that other social media. And it's a great website. Marshall Nelson is the programmer. He created this from the ground up. It's really impressive. It's amazing that just a single individual. This is the point. A single individual can make a difference, and no matter what, you don't have to program an entire social website or, you know, be a genius in any regard, but anything that you do, you can set up a WordPress site. It's as easy as falling off a log. I'm telling you, nowadays you don't need to have a whole lot of technical acumen to set up a website or start a podcast or do a radio show or anything like that. The infrastructure is there now, and our numbers are growing, and that's the encouraging thing I've been seeing, and in my travels and talking to people, there's more and more people waking up now, and they're starting to realize that mainstream media is a lie, and they're starting to see the forest for the trees. But I don't want to go on too long because we've got a few callers still on the line. And next we're going to talk to Mike from Minnesota. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Ed. I haven't talked to you in probably a year and a half on Pioneer.
Oh, right on, man.
Oh, man, it's great to hear you. I didn't know you were an RBN, and I listen to RBN every day.
Well, I just started my show on RBN. This is my third show on RBN, but
okay.
I've been on the Prepper podcast and my regular show on Natural News for a while. But I'm assuming you listened to my previous show, Survivalist Radio.
No, I haven't, unless you're talking, you know, going back a year or so.
But oh, okay.
The reason I called is I had an incident, you know, broke down up in the Finger Lakes area. A buddy of mine were driving from Hartford, Connecticut to, Toronto. And we broke down in a snowstorm on this two-lane highway that goes through the Finger Lakes area up towards Buffalo. And thank God I had a flashlight. I just happened to have a little mag light with me. But one thing I was thinking about is if you're by yourself and it happens, is having a headlamp. Oh, I mean, I love having those things. They're just so handy because it's hands-free. You know,
sure.
You
oh, yeah.
Night,
I've got several. I'm a big fan of headlamps.
But I was wanting to ask you, what was your lesson learned from having the bad tire? Because I got another story, and breaking down. I mean, because you live in an area where, you know, in the winter, it snows.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, my lesson learned was that not to trust the judgment of a podunk mechanic up in northern New Hampshire who tells you, oh, these tires are fine. We'll just put them on the back, and we'll put new ones on the front. And I just took his word for it. I was like, okay, fine, you know.
Honest to goodness.
But yeah, because like, when I did finally see the other tire, and I was like, oh my God, this is good. This looks like it's about to blow as well. But yeah, I trusted his judgment. He was a great mechanic, and he never steered me wrong before. And so I just took his word for it. And that's the lesson learned. You know, that no matter how much you know, you do make mistakes sometimes, and that you just have to make sure you know when somebody tells you something. Just don't take their word for it. Check for it yourself. You know,
one thing, like when I get tires, I always buy five. Because, you
right.
know, I want to have a brand new one that I know I get a flat blowout, whatever, that I have a brand new tire in the back, you know, the car, the trunk, or the truck, whatever. But, like, for me, where I'm at, I broke down once. I dug into the snow so deep, the ass end of the truck was almost looking 90 degrees. And I had to walk through the snow. And now my neighbor, which is what I call my neighbor, he's 27 miles away. he was like a mile as the crow flies from where I was standing. The house looked like so close.
Yeah.
I'm a smoker, middle-aged. I had to walk through that stuff up to my knees. My wife's in the car with the heater on. Thank God we had a full tank. And Mm-hmm. I left her in the truck. And so I walked through the stuff. Every time I took a step, it'd go up to my knees. And I walked through the stuff for like a mile. I finally got there. I dehydrated all this and that. I mean, you know, I didn't bring the water with me. I left it all in the truck.
Yeah, you'll get dehydrated faster in the wintertime because you're with every breath, you're expelling more moisture.
Exactly. And so, you know, I drank some water, sat down about 10 minutes to recoup. And then we jumped in his tractor, and that we literally went all the way around the mile and came in the way that I went in, and then pulled the truck out backwards for probably a good quarter mile or so before I could turn the truck in a field drive, turn it around, and go back out in that. And but I carry snowshoes now, you know, and there's, you know, don't have a cell phone or nothing like that, and half the time or more, you can't get cell phone coverage out here anyways where I live.
Right.
It's just, I mean, we're in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not kidding. And so it's just like to have that stuff, to have your, if you call it bug out or everyday carry, it's just basically a breakdown bag. If you break down,
a get-home bag, yeah.
Right. You got, you know, there's wool blankets. Snowshoes is a good thing to have. Definitely, you know, in the wintertime, some ski poles and that. They don't weigh nothing, don't take up no space and that. Alert rations are freeze-dried, so, you know, at least 4 gallons of water, beeswax candles, things of that nature. And just basically probably live out of it for a couple weeks just with what's in there. And that's how I gear up the truck for wintertime. You know,
sure.
But in the summer, I mean, we're never without water. Water, food, you know, cooking equipment, things of that nature.
Right. And when you talk about those winter hazards, and you're in Minnesota, I lived in Arizona where people think that it's 110 degrees all year long, but I lived up on the Mogollon Plateau up in the mountains. And every single year there would be a snowstorm that was so bad it would shut down Route 40, and people would be stranded on Route 40 for maybe a day, maybe 2 days, you know, and people suffer. And I don't recall anybody actually dying, but if you don't have a get-home bag, some provisions, and water is very important even in the wintertime. You can't really... unless you melt the snow and you have the resources to melt the snow and drink it, that's fine. But you shouldn't eat snow,
right,
because that just drops your core body temperature. But, yeah, you hear it I would hear it every single year when I lived in northern Arizona, where there would be a bad snowstorm. People would run out of gas, and they had no way to keep warm. I mean, at least a space blanket and, you know, a box of granola bars, if that's the minimum that you're willing to do. But yeah, it sounds like you're all tricked out and you've got yourself set up for that kind of situation. And that was a learning experience, I imagine, your first that first time.
Oh yeah, and it's just like, you know, and having things like that makes it really gives you a sense of confidence in that. I mean, just having simple things, freeze dried apple slices, you know, that you vacuum seal, you put in the back, energy bars. You know,
right,
from Walmart, they got these energy bars, and I mean, these things are just
absolutely... I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, Mike, but it's time for another break, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Okay, welcome back to Survival and Beyond, and I'm your host, Ed Corcoran, here on RBN, that's Republic Broadcasting Network, as well as Natural News Radio and the Prepper Podcast Radio Network. And we are live on RBN. You can catch the replay at those other two networks. And I'll tell you, it was good to hear from a longtime listener. I want to thank Mike for calling in, and he made a lot of cogent points. And one of the things that I was thinking about during the commercial break was when I've driven all over the country, and I've gone to numerous places this is before I was really into preparedness and survival. Well, I was into survivalism, but I pretty much brought the bare minimum of what I thought I would need, you know, a few bottles of water and some granola bars, and thankfully, and eating a lot of bad food on the road at truck stops and, God forbid, fast food restaurants. And you really need to have a storage in your car, what they call a get-home bag, that, you know, you at least 2 gallons of water. This is the way I travel now. I have at least 2 gallons or 2.5 gallons of water in the car and enough food that that in case I get stuck somewhere, and I was grateful that I had that when I had my blowout, because I was there for several hours, and you know you need to pack at least enough food for, I don't know if you want to go crazy depending on how far of a trip you're taking, but if you're taking a long trip, then yeah, plan on having like a week's worth of food, even if it's Mayday bars or you know one of those high dense protein bars. And that's not a plug for Mayday bars, or you know, it's just that's become a generic term. You know, like Kleenex or you know Dixie cups or you know whatever. But you know, one of those high density protein bars that you know you may not like it, but you can live off of it, and also plenty of water to get you through a tough situation if you happen to be stranded for a few hours to a few days. But we got other callers on the line, and I'll tell you what, this is open mic night on Survival and Beyond. We've got three callers in a row named Mike, and right now we want to talk to Mike in Maryland. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Great show tonight. Can I ask you a preparedness question?
Certainly.
I have about 9 or 10 months worth of freeze-dried food and about 2 or 3 months worth of MREs. Now, somebody told me, you know, I naively thought that MREs will last pretty much forever, but somebody told me that there's a definite shelf life for MREs. Do you have any idea what it is, and is it easy to find the date on the box?
Well, okay, I want to give you two answers to that question. First of all, if this is your only food storage, you're storing freeze-dried food and MREs, if there is a collapse or you need to rely on that food, you are going to hate your life if that's all you have to eat. There's an axiom in preparedness is that you store with you what you eat and you eat what you store. Because I'll tell you what, appetite suppression will greatly diminish your energy level. I mean, you know, you've experienced it in your home. You look in the fridge and it's like you're hungry, but you know, you don't really feel like eating anything in there. And appetite suppression or appetite fatigue, actually, if all you get is freeze-dried food and MREs, you're not going to want to eat that stuff and your life is going to be miserable. I recommend canning, and I recommend storing canned foods that you like and that your family likes and that you eat on a regular basis, and rotate that. You don't just stick it away and forget about it. You keep rotating it, and you know, as far as the shelf life goes, canned foods have a shelf life roughly of, you know, like from 2 to 5 years, depending on what it is. Now, that's something that you really have to supplement your food storage with, because you're going to get so sick of eating freeze-dried apricots and MREs. And I used to actually enjoy eating MREs. I used to take them to lunch here with me, you know, to work and everything. Now, as far as the shelf life question goes, yeah, ostensibly, MREs have a shelf life of about 25 years, which means in 25 years, it will still be edible, but it will no longer have nearly as many nutrients and vitamins in it, and also the consistency and the quality of it will deteriorate. And so basically, you know, if you've got 20, you know, you go and eat a 25-year-old MRE, it's going to be disgusting, and the texture is going to deteriorate, and the nutrients are going to deteriorate. It will still be edible. It'll still fill the void, but it's not going to be as nutritious as it would be. Like, you know, and I mean, it retains its nutrients. Most MREs retain their nutrients because a lot of the components in MREs are freeze dried. It will retain its nutrients for 5 to 10 years. I think 15 years is the upward limit, but a lot of places will tell you that it's got a 25-year shelf life, and it's like, yeah, it might be edible, but it's really not. You might as well be eating sawdust as far as the nutrients go.
I was short of money a year or so ago, and I broke into my freeze-dried food, and I ate it for about a month, and I was perfectly happy.
Well, then that's great. That's good for you. I don't know if I could eat freeze-dried. You ate nothing but freeze-dried food for a month.
Yep, that's right.
All right, well, you know, kudos on you, man, because and also it depends on what you have.
I had protein, I had beef, I had chicken, I had vegetables, I had pasta, I had eggs, I had oatmeal, all kinds of stuff.
Well, if you dig it, then by all means, more power to you. But a lot of people would get appetite fatigue eating nothing but freeze-dried foods. Although there's a lot of things that you can do with it. You know, like any food, you can create recipes and have creative ways of preparing it and all that. But yeah, most people, most regular folks, what I refer to as earthlings, you know, those of us who are, you know, used to eating at restaurants and McDonald's every day, they probably wouldn't be happy with that kind of diet for too long.
Yeah, well, I didn't have a problem with it myself.
All right on, man. That's great.
Okay, well, hey, thanks a lot for your input. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Well, and that was Mike from Maryland, and once again, I want to thank him for calling. And if you're listening live right now, and you want to call in the show with any comments, questions, you can call in at 800-313-9443, and whatever you want to talk about, I'm hip to hear about it. So, yeah, and Mike raised a good question, and, you know, if you can do that, I mean, there are some people who will be happy eating a can of tuna every day for the rest of their lives. That's fine. But as far as, like, the general populace goes, you really should have some variety. Also, spices is another thing that a lot of people overlook. You should stock up on spices so you can mix things up. And, you know, I remember when I was younger, in fact, I was having a conversation about this with Norm the other day, my friend Norm, my great friend that I'm staying with here. When I was in my younger years, I had like 99 different ways of making ramen noodles and macaroni and cheese. But, you're gonna get tired of that. And I know that's just me. You know, like there's not so many ways that you can make that different to make it interesting enough for your palate. So, you know, that is an important thing. And I'm not diminishing what Mike said, but, you know, if you're planning your food storage, you know, a lot of people go out. I was talking about May Day bars earlier, and I know some people, they just bought a pallet of May Day bars, and they figure, well, that's going to get them through the apocalypse, you know, or whatever. And, you're going to get tired of eating May Day bars or I can't remember the name. Again, it's not a corporate plug. I have no affiliation with May Day bars at all. But, you know, you're going to get tired of eating ramen noodles. If your food storage plan is to have a year's worth of ramen noodles, then guess what? You're not going to be very happy, and you're not going to be very healthy, and you're not going to have the energy that you need. And, yeah, a lot of, you know, like MREs are military issue meals, and they have all kinds of nutrients and protein and all of the stuff. And while I'm thinking about that too, you know, there's the whole thing about the 2,000 calorie per day myth, and that is like the bare minimum. And those of you who follow the LDS food storage, you probably know about this. You can live on 2,000 calories a day, but you're not going to be very happy. You're not going to have the energy you need. And when you're in a survival situation where, you know, let's say the grid goes down and you've got to chop wood every day and you've got to go out and fetch your own food, you're not going to have those calories that you need if you're living on a 2,000 calorie per day diet. 2,000 calories per day is pretty good for if you're sedentary and you're an office worker and you're not really exerting yourself too much. But you really have to count on more like 3,000 calories and factor in that you need fats and you need oils and you need all these other things that will keep you healthy. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break once again, and we'll be right back here on Survival and Beyond.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done.
Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back here on Survival and Beyond, and this is the last segment, and we're broadcasting here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're rebroadcasting on Natural News Radio. And Natural News Radio, I want to give a little plug out to Mike Adams. Is a well-known advocate of food freedom, and he's also a well-known advocate of freedom in general, and you should check out their website at naturalnews.com. as well as the Prepper Podcast Radio Network, and there you can get there at prepperpodcast.com and my website at survivalandbeyond.net. And hey, guess what? If this is the last segment of the show, and so we are taking calls at 800-313-9443, and we've got another Mike on the line, or maybe it's a returning Mike on the line. It looks like Mike from Minnesota. So let's hear what he has to say. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Okay, thank you so much for letting me get back on. I just want to say something. I hope your caller is still listening. In regards to the MRE question, It all, you can Google it, MREs and storage temperature. It all goes by temperature of how many years, and then it goes down in, the higher the temperature, it goes down in less than years, down to months. So
right.
Like if you're in a big sandbox, you're looking at 4 months storage time. If you got it in a basement at, 40 degrees in the last 12, 15 years.
Well, yeah, that's a good point, because I'm assuming that we're talking from the standpoint of keeping it at room temperature. And
right.
At room temperature, MREs can last several years.
Yeah.
I don't know about 25, you know, but yeah, and under more drastic climatic conditions, then yeah, the shelf life is drastically reduced.
Yeah, and another thing is, I do a little canning myself, and minerals are not killed when you can stuff, but vitamins are. One thing is this, people need to put by as many fats as they possibly can of various forms, be it straight up lard, vegetable oil or whatever, because fat is so important to brain function. And I mean, when we get into these times,
absolutely,
that are like we're right at the door, our brains are going to have to be as sharp as they've ever been. I mean,
I'm not
even kidding. And so fats are important. We need vitamins, like I said, because the vitamins are killed in the canning process. Your basic A, C, your B complex are extremely important for brain and heart function.
Right.
And these things will be needed. As far as what you said about spices, I'm looking at the corner of my countertop, and I probably have about 40 spices there, 15 of which I probably use down here on a daily basis. And a lot of these, actually, if you look up into herbs and spices, they're actually chock full of antivirals, antimicrobials, antibacterials, and things of that nature.
Oh, yeah. Garlic is
exactly.
One antibiotic, a natural antibiotic. Honey as well, although, you know, it's not really in the spice category. Well, neither is garlic either.
Right.
But I wanted to revisit what you said about canning, because when you're talking about, heat will kill vitamins. And when you're talking about pressure canning, when you're reaching temperatures that are higher than 212 degrees, which is the boiling point, yeah, there will be some vitamin loss. And there will be vitamin loss as it's sitting on the shelf. Not so much when you're doing hot water bath canning, which is when you're canning higher acidic foods.
Right, deli, tomatoes, things of that nature.
Right. Well, actually, there's a misnomer right there. A lot of people think that you can can tomatoes with the hot water bath method, but actually the pH is higher than people think that tomatoes have, and you really should can them under pressure.
So you don't, because I've done that, and I've never had a problem with it, making tomato sauce
and
things of that nature.
To be responsible, tomatoes have a 6.5 pH, and to be responsible, it's right on the fence. I mean, you can can tomatoes with the hot water bath method, but I have liability issues, and so I have to point out that you really should err on the side of caution and pressure can tomatoes.
I believe in that, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just when in doubt, throw it out kind of thing, you know?
Sure.
And, But have, like I said, having those things is you have to supplement, because that, like you said about the fallacy of the 2,000 calorie diet. I mean, no, you know, I just got done hauling wood today, for instance, and you do got to have heavy meals and that, because your body just burns all of that up. And,
absolutely,
you know, I burn wood like all winter, you know, like from the fall till late spring. You know, that's for heating the house and cooking and things of that nature. And, I don't have nobody to help me, so I got to do all the log clearing, cutting, splitting, all that myself. And it's a lot of work. And, you know, and it's not getting easier with each year they're getting older, but you got to do it. So, you need a lot of, like I said, you need fats in your diet. You need a lot of protein. Peanut butter, I found, is very good for a long-term deal, and they have to supplement other fats if meats aren't available.
Well, you know what? Peanut butter was first developed for people who didn't have any teeth, so they get their protein and fats without eating meat. That was just a fun fact I was throwing out there.
That's interesting.
Washington
Carver or whatever invented peanut butter. I think that was his name. He was a black chemist or scientist.
George Washington Carver. Actually, I'm not 100% sure, but I've heard that that's an urban legend.
Really?
I think somebody else invented peanut butter. But you bring up a good point, and I'm glad you brought it up, and I touched on it before the break, that fats and oils are very important to have in your diet as well. And that's exactly the reason why, and I'm glad you put that emphasis on that, because, yeah, your brain needs fats in order to function. And if your brain is starved of fats and also oils and your organs as well, you know, but we got brainwashed in this culture, the whole low-fat thing that's been going on for the last 20 years. And I think that's kind of deliberate. I think that because your brain function suffers when your intake, your diet, is low in fat. And so that's another way, and on top of the fluoride and everything else, to keep us, you know, docile and stupid.
Organic coconut oil, cold pressed, is another thing for memory function and just for overall health.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I put by for my wife and I put by long on, in that, and the price is, it's affordable. I mean, pint jars that it comes in and out, and it's something that it's just needed. You know,
right.
people need to. You know, I lived off MREs one time for like the longest time when I camped out for 5 years in Hawaii. And so I used to go scrounge where they did the training on the weekends and that, and they'd leave all the stuff behind. I'd go scrounging for MREs and I lived off of those things. But yeah, you do have to have supplemental food sources. I mean, that's all there is to it. You
and
know, it's just.
Coconut oil is an excellent example, and I think that you have to be careful about what kind of oils that you think are natural. Like canola oil is like the worst thing.
Yeah, I know.
And that's, again, with the whole healthy, low-fat food trend that started happening about 10 years ago or maybe more than that. Canola oil is a genetically modified. It comes from a genetically modified plant. There's no such thing as a canola plant.
Right, it comes from a rapeseed plant.
Rapeseed, and they decided, well, that's not very marketable. And because it was developed in Canada, they called it canola oil. And the thing is, it's an industrial lubricant. They actually have to put adjuncts and chemicals in it because it putrefies so quickly. They have to put additives in it so it doesn't smell like it's putrefied, and you're just eating an industrial oil that's rotten as soon as you open the container. And so anyway, Mike, thanks for calling back, and thanks for bringing up all those great points, but we're going to wrap it up for this installment of Survival and Beyond, and I want to thank everybody for listening. I especially want to thank my friends at Mammoth House Studios, Norm, Donna, Kat, Kathy. I love you guys to pieces. And I'm just speechless. And so all you folks, keep on tuning in, keep on calling in, and check out survivalandbeyond.net. And look me up on Facebook, that CIA data mining operation. And we'll catch you next week. Keep your head up, keep on living free, and don't take any crap from anybody.
John Stone.